Hey, it's Joe Rate, the owner of the Goodwin Smokers and the Three Little Pigs. The grilling guys cook on my smoker, and you should too.
Yeah, we do cook on that Goodwin smoker, and I tell you what, it is a fantastic piece of equipment. Even if they weren't paying us to say that, we would still say it because it is a fantastic smoker. You got to come out, check us out at the Grilling Club because we'll have the Goodwin smoker fired up. Schmoe's Brewery on Wednesday this week at 6 o'clock. We'll have that going if you want to see what that Goodwin can do. But you are listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL. And now we're going to go to finish up that interview from Jeff Foxworthy that Bob had at the Hearth, Patio, and Barbecue Association show down in Atlanta last week.
Well, we're looking forward to having the Timber Ridge folks getting involved with the Grilling Guys because this is right up our alley, too. We just love promoting Michigan products and American products, and we'll do anything to keep people buying American. And there's, if you look around, I mean, there's quite a few foreign companies here, and, you know, I'm not interviewing them.
Well, and that was a big thing when we sat down to form this Foxworthy Outdoors. And you know the world. I mean, you can walk around this thing. I got a pair of Georgia boots that was made in China, you know. I mean, it's, and so we said, okay, this is really important. Let's make this, anything we can do that's made in America, let's do that.
That's
even if
great.
It costs us more money.
That's awesome. We know where your heart's at. What's your wife like about this?
This is what my wife likes about the cleanup. There's not cleanup with it. Like, you have, you know, when I use the old style turkey fryer on the flame, you know the oil, you put the turkey in and the oil's always coming over the top. And you people, I know you're listening to this, you can't see it. It looks like a barbecue grill, but it's a deep fryer. And you can do it with one big basket, two small baskets, three small baskets, but there's no cleanup on this thing. She loves that.
Yeah, who doesn't have one of the old styles and a story or two about grease all over the driveway? And some of these fools do it in their garage.
Yeah, don't do it in your garage, but you've got that open flame, you've got that grease falling on, which is such a fire hazard, and then you've got the problem at the end of it. Once you've got the turkey cooked and in the house, you've got this big old thing of burnt grease, and what do you do with it? You know, and if you're like, everybody's in the woods with this thing going, where do I dump this out, which is not cool. This thing's smart all the way around.
So, you think you're smarter than a grilling guy?
No, I'm not smarter than anybody. It's like on the fifth grader show, I tell them if they didn't give me the blue cards, that would be the shortest show on television.
I watched that a bunch, and I'll tell you what, I get stumped on probably 70% of the questions.
Yeah,
I don't know how you got that idea, but you're hitting a lot of people right in the gut with that show.
Well, and that's why it works, because you tell adults, hey, we'll let you take an elementary school test for a shot at $1 million, and everybody thinks, oh, I could do that, and then you find out pretty quickly, no, you can't.
When do you think you'll be in Michigan doing a show?
I was just up there. We were just out at, I think, Auburn Hills a couple of weeks ago. I love Michigan. Michigan's where I wrote the first redneck joke. You guys have a bunch of rednecks up there. which is, they were calling me one, and I was looking around going, whoa, 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 y'all got them up here too.
If my wife is listening right now, she'll be right in camp because she calls me a redneck almost every day. And I take pride in that.
There's no shame to it. Yeah, it's actually, you know, I told some guys in Hollywood, I said, you guys act like if you gave rednecks $1 billion, we wouldn't be rednecks anymore, that we'd buy Armani suits and drive Bentleys. I said, no, we wouldn't. We'd just have bigger trucks, bigger grills, and go to every NASCAR race.
Yeah. That's good. Now, one last question. Can you call me at deer camp so my buddies can talk to you?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, give me your number. We'll call back. But it's going to be after dark, hopefully.
Hey, to the folks listening, why would they want a Timber Ridge patio cooker?
You know what? I mean, well, if you're listening, you probably love to cook. And, I mean, this thing is efficient. This thing is different. That's what I love about it. Once I saw it, all of the concerns that I ever had about frying turkeys or even deep frying venison or stuff outdoors with the old style cookers, one, it was a safety thing. You've got that exposed open flame. Usually, if you're like me, we got kids running around everywhere. And it scares me to death. It's like, keep the kids away from the cooker. You don't have to keep the kids away from this. There's no exposed flame. It's smart, green wise, because you're not dumping this oil out somewhere. You're using it over and over again. There's a little cleanup. Everybody that sees it buys it. It's a cool product.
Well, that's great. Hey, Jeff, great to meet you, and thanks so much for taking time with the grilling guys. You got a lot of people lined up here, and you got to teach me how you get those girls to faint like that blonde did just in front of you right there. That's pretty good.
Yeah, nobody's fainting in my house. That's why I have to come do this. Yeah, they're over it.
All right, thanks so much. Right. That's Jeff Foxworthy, and we are at the Timber Ridge booth in Atlanta, Georgia. Fun guy. Thanks a lot. Back to you, Job.
All right. Yeah, that was Bob's interview with Jeff Foxworthy down in Atlanta last week. Apologize a little bit for the audio quality there, but it was really cool that Bob had an opportunity to spend a few hours with Jeff Foxworthy, and he was nice enough to talk to us about a variety of things that were going on. But you are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on the Cumulus Radio Network, and we still have in the studio our friends from the Harmony Brewing Company. It's a family. Barry, Jackson, and Heather are two brothers and a sister, and I tell you what, they are making great beer right here in Grand Rapids. What do you think about that, Bob?
Is their last name Gibbs? No. I love the name, the whole story. It's awesome. Best of luck to you guys having a business and a partnership. Jop and I are partners in this show, and it's not always easy. We have a lot of fun, but there's times when you get the tug of wars, and you know, there's all that. You want to take ownership of an idea or whatever, and you just have to say, you know what, at the end of the day, we're just here to have fun and make some money. Let's just get this thing done. And so if you just, you know, your brothers and sisters, that's crazy chemistry right there. Could never happen in my family, I'll guarantee you that.
Yeah. We have another business too, so we've been doing this together for a while, and we've got it down. We know how to get along.
So do you do the books?
No.
you don't do the books? Because you seem kind of like cool, calm, maybe analytical type.
Yeah, no, that's not me. I mean, I don't do the books. I am cool and calm, but.
Yeah.
Are you running the tap room then while these guys schlep all the grains? And?
We all kind of have dual roles. I mean, if it's a small business, everybody does a little bit right. of everything. And so I do a little bit more of like community relations and promotions and working with the food and the staff. And
all the international travel.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, thanks so much for coming down. It's just been a pleasure to meet you. They brought us some nice T-shirts. What a great, great company. Harmony Brewing Company. It's on Lake Michigan Drive. I mean, I'm sorry, it's on Lake Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Address again?
1551 Lake Drive.
1551. Go down there and try one of these porters. It'll blow your hair back.
That and a pizza, and I tell you what, you got a great afternoon. And what are your hours, by the way?
We're open 7 days a week from 12 to 12.
Fantastic.
That's easy.
That's easy to remember. So check it out, Harmony Brewing, the newest brewer in West Michigan. We're so happy that you joined us. Coming up next, we've got our friend Billy Quinn from Quinn and Toohey's Irish Pub. St. Paddy's Day is just a short week away, and Billy's going to break down all the festivities that are going on this week. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.